The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Why exactly is Suspect A in court? Because we live in a land of legal make-believe, that's why. More after this. The charges against James Holmes, or Suspect A, if you're one of those who wants to punish him with anonymity, fill 72 pages, including two counts for each person killed or wounded. It's a lot of paperwork, but what it boils down to is we know he did it, and there's no mistake. We will use the word allegedly, but we're just pretending he might not be guilty. So why even have this expensive courtroom exercise? Well, it does force him to face the victims' families, or at least feel their presence, although he appears not to care.
It was something that I had to do, but it was very difficult to see this man and see his indifference.
And some of the families hope they'll get some answers.
I want to ask him why he did it. I mean, you know, they were, you know, why he did it.
But the court doesn't need to know why. Because there is no possible way that any of the victims deserved what they got. And as for the insanity issue, that can be determined by prison doctors whenever. Because either way, we all know he's never getting out. So there's really only one thing for the court to determine, whether there is any possible way the cops somehow arrested the wrong person, which would take, what, a week, tops? But of course, this is going to take way more than a week. Because the kind of open-and-shut treatment I'm suggesting would only be possible if Suspect A had been tagged by the President of the United States as an unlawful combatant, which we only do for terrorists, even though Suspect A and others like him are putting the terrorists to shame. So, millions will be spent pretending there might be a Suspect B when we know there isn't, money which ought to be going to the survivors or to tracking down the arsenals of, I guess we'd have to call them, lawful combatants like Suspect A, who, strangely, have become far more dangerous than the ones we used to be afraid of. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.